The Indian military says it has struck several targets in Pakistan and the disputed Kashmir region, the latest in a decades-long contest between the two nuclear-armed countries that now threatens to expand into another round of serious military escalations. To discuss the latest, we're joined now by journalist Willem Marks. Hi, Willem.
Hey, Asa.
So what do we know so far about what has happened tonight?
Well, in the past few hours, India's launched what it's calling Operation Sindoor. It's a series of missile strikes it says have targeted 9 separate locations across Pakistan and Pakistani-administered Kashmir. It says the strikes were conducted without entering Pakistani airspace. They weren't targeting Pakistani military facilities, but instead were looking at locations that the Indian Armed Forces said were used to plan and direct what they called terrorist attacks against India. Now, Pakistani media is reporting comments from the Pakistani military in which they've said the strikes have left several civilians dead and injured, with damage to infrastructure that's led to a power blackout in the major city inside Pakistani-administered Kashmir, that's Muzaffarabad.
Okay, wow. Okay, well, tell us more about the explanation from India for launching these strikes.
What's justified them as a necessary retaliation after an attack last month near a tourist town called Pahalgam, that's inside Indian-administered Kashmir. There we had a handful of Muslim gunmen killing more than 24 tourists, the majority of which were Hindus. India quickly accused Pakistan of supporting the group that at least initially had claimed responsibility for the attack, and it expelled Pakistani diplomats, it closed the two countries' borders. Pakistan rejected these accusations. It responded by closing its own airspace, restricting cross-border trade, prompting India to do pretty much the same thing. In social media postings, India's military have said that justice has been served with these missile strikes and pointedly talked them up as a form of revenge for what it called the barbaric attack in Pahalgam.
And what has been the response from Pakistan to these latest strikes? And are there concerns about a wider conflict at this point?
Yeah, so Pakistan's prime minister said on social media the country has, quote, every right to respond forcefully to this act of war imposed by India, and a forceful response is being given. The country's military said it's activated its defense systems to prevent any Indian aircraft from entering Pakistani airspace. It also seems, based on social media posts from the Indian Army at least, that Pakistan's restarted its own artillery strikes into Indian-administered parts of Kashmir. President Trump, just a few moments ago, was actually asked by reporters for his response to this latest round of violence.
Now, it's a shame. We just heard about it just as we were walking in the doors of the Oval. Just heard about it. I guess people knew something was going to happen based on a little bit of the past. They've been fighting for a long time. You know, they've been fighting for many, many decades and centuries, actually, if you really think about it. No, I just hope it ends very quickly.
But also with, you know, Pakistanis calling India's attack cowardly, rejecting Indian claims that it targeted terrorist camps, and with Pakistan's defense minister now going on national TV to say that women and children had been killed, it doesn't seem like this is actually going to end quickly at all.
Yeah. That is Willem Marks. Thank you so much, Willem.
Thank you.